I set up a dialogue between my internal masculine and feminine energies. This is Dr. Herbert L. Biley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. I set up a dialogue between my internal masculine and feminine energies. Our internal masculine and feminine energies exist. There's nothing we can do about it. We all have equal amount of internal masculine and feminine energies. We are all equally totally masculine and totally feminine. We sometimes like to play the role that we're masculine or feminine because we think that we're a woman or because we think we're a man. But in us are all of the tendencies for masculine and tendency for feminine. Now, are we going to look at this and say, this is the physical attitude? I am a masculine man, or I am a feminine woman, or I am a feminine man and I am a masculine woman? Are those the terms? No, they're not. Our masculinity and our femininity have nothing to do with our physical outpicturing. We physically outpicture what we have as our emotional self. And our emotional self is not our feminine and masculine aspects. Our masculinity and our femininity refer to who we really are, what our divineness is. Would you say that God, as we conceive of God being, is masculine and feminine? As I can tell you, yes, because the Bible and many churches say, Father, Mother, God, Father, Mother, God, Father, Mother, God. What's the matter? You got a problem? Father, Mother, God, can't you make up your mind? You know, Father, Mother, God. Well, what you're saying is that it has all the masculine tendencies and all the feminine tendency. Now, do you see the Father, Mother, God with a womb and with a penis? No, you don't. You see the Father, Mother, God as a concept. You see it as a reality. You see it as an aspect of beingness. And that's what we are. We are the aspect of beingness of the Father, Mother, God. We are the Father, Mother, God. We are the gentle, loving, caringness, and we are the stern principle aspect. Oh, yes, the stern principle aspect. Those are things that really have to be fulfilled and have to be carried out. And if they're not carried out and they're not fulfilled, our masculine attitude is going to get very upset about it, you know. And of course, our masculine attitude is not going to get upset about it, because our masculine attitude, or the law attitude of us, is always there and is always is reflecting itself as fulfillment in our life. Now, we say, I set up a dialogue between my internal masculine and feminine energies. Our internal masculine and feminine energies have what purpose in mind? Why does a physical man marry a physical woman? They marry them because they're bringing together the masculine and the feminine energies. Now, what about two men who choose to get married, or two women who choose to get married? They're doing the same thing. The feminine man and the masculine man are marrying each other as a masculine and feminine tendencies. And the same thing with a woman. Some women are very masculine, and so the masculine aspect of the woman and the feminine aspect of the other woman are marrying each other. Now, I'm not condoning, suggesting, or recommending any of these things. I'm telling you that's just the way it is. It's the masculine and feminine aspects of our nature. Now, I set up a dialogue between my internal masculine and feminine energies. Now, how do I set up a dialogue between my own internal masculine and feminine energies? I say, I am in balance, or less, I am balance. I am a balanced being. Now, a balanced being in this life is a person that likes himself, a person that has caringness, and a person that follows a principle. A balanced person is a person that is loving, and yet a person that is very definite on what their attitudes are toward life and what their ideas are, what their rules are, what their virtues are, what their many other words that cover the same type of thing. But masculine and feminine energies are constantly at play within each of us. You are a practitioner, and you have a problem, because you have a tendency to be a minister. You have a tendency to be loving and gentle and caring and kind. And the practitioner says, principle, 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 it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done, stand up for principle, principle. And the gentleness in you says, that's okay, we got to work with them like they are now. Be gentle, be loving, it's okay. You'll be all right. It's just a little more time. Like we said about the girl in the movie, she asked her father, is this woman okay, and or is she sick? And the father says, yes, she's sick, but she'll be all right. She'll be all right. You see, the balance will come. The balance will come. We have to at all times recognize that the balance is there. We have to recognize that the balance between the masculine and feminine energies are always going to be there. And we want to have the dialogue with them, to be aware of them. We want to be able to say, hey, I love you more than I could ever say. I'd die for you. I would give my life for you because I care about you. You are so important. I would never let anything happen to you. But you pay attention to the rules. You mind the rules of this family. This family says you're in at 10 o'clock or else you're curfewed. You're out of the business, you know. You don't go out at all. But Dad, you were so loving just a second ago, and now you're such a cruel guy. No, I'm always loving, and I'm always a very definite person about principle. You see, that's our masculine and feminine tendencies. Now, Mama can be the same way. Mama can be a pushover. Oh, you always get from me everything you want. But this time, no. This time, I know that you're not using good judgment. When you go out with that boy, and that boy has heavy hormones, that boy is so eager that he feels that every girl he's with, he has to have a relationship with. And I just am holding you back from that just a little bit. I know that you wouldn't fall into the trap, but I'm not putting you in harm's way either. Now, young man, I know what you have in mind. So you just go and find somebody else who has the same thing in mind that you do, but leave my daughter alone. Yeah. Now, this is what mothers have to do sometimes, you know. This is what fathers have to do, because when children are 18, they can go and make their own mistakes. But up until that time, the law says Mama and Daddy are responsible for them. And any badness that a child does up to the time they're 18 is the responsibility of the parents. Now you say, well, they're putting that child in jail because he killed somebody. Yes, that's true. It's the response they put should put the parents in jail, you know, because the parents hadn't taken responsibility for the, hey, that's pretty tough. That's mean. Well, yes, it is. Did you raise that child as a balanced, feminine, masculine person who had dialogue, who had intercourse with his inner feminine and masculine self, who was constantly talking to his inner masculine and feminine self, who was constantly in tune with it? Have you told your child that they're a wonderful child, but they have responsibility? The wonderful child is the feminine part. Responsibility, that's the masculine part. Now, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Now, what responsibility are you taking? You are who you are right at this moment. But can you become more feminine? Can you become more masculine? Can you become more balanced in every way? And the truth is, yes. Do you want to? That's the toughie. Do you want to? And we have to answer that question. Do we want to? Do we want to be balanced, feminine and masculine? Now, a feminine person would say, no, I don't, but I'm going to marry a masculine man, you know. Well, that's what you're doing. You're balancing yourself. You're balancing yourself in the outer. But for you to balance yourself on the inner would make you a universal being. For you to balance yourself on your own inner, to have dialogue with your own inner masculine and feminine self, you would be a master. You would be unconditionally loving. You would be fulfilled in every beautiful way. Hey, is that a way to do it too? Yep, that's a way to do it too. Are you interested in doing it that way? Are you interested in being a balanced, wonderful person? Well, apparently not. Because if you were interested in being a balanced, wonderful person, you wouldn't let other people push your buttons. You wouldn't let other people make you happy or make you sad. You wouldn't let other people run your world. You would be so above it all. Not unaware, but so above anyone's pushing your buttons. Come on, let's go to that party. They're having pot and they're having this and they're having that. You say, thank you for your invitation. Well, you coming? Nope. Thank you for your invitation. It's nice to know that you want me with you on your parties and stuff. But that's not my kind of party. But thank you very much. I'm happy that you thought of me and asked me. It's very nice. I'm honored. But I'm not going. Well, you just said that you're honored and you like. I didn't say I like anything. I just said, thank you for your invitation. That's very nice of you. But I'm not going. You see, we all have that choice that we can make. We all have that decision that we can make. We all have that decision of whether what we know to be correct or right or wrong, and we do what we know to be right, and we always feel good about ourselves. We know what our morals should be. We know what we have learned that they should be, and if that's what we believe, then we should follow it. Do you know what your virtues are? Do you know what your values are? Do you know what your rules of conduct, of life, and love, and liberty are? Do you know what they are? Yeah, you do. I know you do. Now, apply them. And when you apply them, then you will be a master indeed. Because you'll be balanced. And a balanced person is always a master. And a person who's out of balance, as so many of the world is, so many in the world are, when you're out of balance, then you look at the world and you say, look at that war over there, look at this, like the newspapers show us. The day will come when we will no longer have newspapers of any kind, because we'll be creators of our world, and our world will be beautiful. And we will not be curious about what other people are doing. We'll not be curious about what's going on in other parts of the world. If we go to the other parts of the world, we will bring, if I be lifted up, all will be lifted up unto me. I will bring my peace that passeth all understanding. I will go into all corners of the world and bring my love. And all will look at me and say, I like that guy. I like that woman. Oh, I feel so good when they're here. You know, come back soon again. I don't know why, but you know, you make it so nice when you're here. It's so nice when you're here, you know. And they could have that too. But they don't. Because instead of listening to their own inner self, they're listening to the world. Today, start listening to your own inner self. Start having a dialogue with your masculine and feminine energies and realize how wonderful it is. Realize how wonderful you are. I love you. I love you.
Love
I love you.
Love you.